Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. I'm your guide, Bernice Bisson. I have been a professional psychic, medium, and astrologer for 30 years, and I've read for thousands of people all over the world. Many of those readings have been recorded by my clients. In this podcast, we get to listen in on some of the original predictions and hear from those clients as we flash back, and they each share their own experience and recount in their own words a few eerie, unbelievable, or uncanny accuracies. I invite you to join us for a new journey each episode and come experience a little soul medicine for yourself. Something in the air, always something in the air. And in this episode, we listen in on a reading I did with Cindy last year. She is back to tell about her experience and what happened since her reading. I invite you to tune in as we hear her account about how Spirit had her back in a time of tumultuous change right after this. Something in the air, always something in the air. Inexplicable.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast with your guide, Bernice Bisson.
This was Cindy's first ever visit to a psychic. Being a milestone birthday for her, she thought, why not? What she did relay was her encounter was not short of amazing. Well, although I'm flattered, you don't have to take my word for it. She directly shares what transpired from predictions of a baby girl I saw in her reading, who is nearly a year old now, and there was no pregnancy at the time of her recording. To someone around her joining policing, finding out that her oldest son is currently moving down the application process, her work and travel in Ontario in the north, her community service purpose, and the dimes being left and their messages for her. We will hear it all right after this.
Because small business owners need help. ThoughtfulMarketing.ca, helping businesses thrive.
Thank you for joining me, and I wanted to welcome you back. In fact, I guess I had read you before, and you've come back with your recording and with some key notes that you wanted to sort of talk about, and that, thank you for doing that. Now, let me start with... How did you find me in the first place? How did you come across me?
I was listening to Samantha Stevens on Friday morning when I get the notification that says you've gone live. Yeah. So then I just listened, and then you said call to book a reading, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Thank you. And I've been doing live radio, which, to be honest with you, I really prefer. I love. And especially if I don't see you or know you and they just pick you and I read, and then the messages I get back from people are pretty incredible. So it's always kind of, I always find that the truest form, because the message in its truest essence in that moment, you know, because there's no influence. I don't know. I can't see you. I don't hear you. I just hear one piece of information. That's all I need. All we ever need is a touchstone. That's really it. Even when we're ghost hunting, we only need a touchstone for spirit to manifest. Well, thank you for finding me that way. Now, this, you said in your email to me that this was your first psychic reading ever.
Yeah, like I've done some Reiki and stuff like that. And I've gone into different Indigenous events, you know, like sweats and stuff like that. But I'd never actually had a reading. And it was my coming up to my 50th birthday. And in a couple weeks from the reading, and I went, I'm going to do this for myself. for something I've never experienced, you know?
Well, thank you for, and picking me is your first experience as a psychic. Winnipeg has a big amount of psychics. I don't know what it is about Winnipeg, but there are some really gifted psychics. And for 10 years, I used to own a psychic shop and called Soul Medicine Psychic Shop. And it was on Naren, where the old River Rouge boats used to dock out of. Okay. And then it was on Provence. And I had 11 other psychics that worked at my shop and all gifted in different, I call them all psychics as a brand name sort of, but there was Reiki, reflexology, massage therapy, herbologist, a physician in Chinese medicine. Like I had women mostly, and one man named Armando, who were very gifted readers. And so Winnipeg is this strange amount of, and I honestly believe there's a huge vortex here in terms of ghost hunting. And I call it, that's again, just a broad term I use, spirit seeking, paranormal research, because I do show up with thermal imagers and K2 meters and all stuff. And there's just so many wonderful sites to really get some good paranormal research data and pictures, EMF recordings, some pretty incredible stuff. So Winnipeg has a good, I know people don't realize it. In fact, the house I was reading out of, it's called Hamilton House. If you Google Hamilton House, it is world renowned for seances conducted between 1920 and 1940. In fact, Winston Churchill, Harry Houdini were just some of the participants, right?
Wow.
You know, people don't know that. And so I was very fortunate to be able to read out of that place for a while. And I just love it. Anyway, I love the whole world of paranormal. And so when I read, I'm really open to all kinds of new ideas and new belief systems and ways of learning and teaching. And so when I read all kinds of things. And so when I listen to your recording, I guess we started with a crystal grid reading.
Yes.
Okay. And so tell me about that. So I asked you to pick some objects. And so what was that like?
That was, you know, having walked into my first, I know I was, remember asking you a couple of questions. Can I pick this? Can I pick that? And you kind of said, just pick anything that you want and put it in the chakra grid on the table there. I think I moved one or two pieces a little bit, and then we ended up with this. And then as you read it, I was just blown away at the different words and the different things that you saw. There was a little deck of cards that you had me putting words beside different parts of my chakra.
Yeah.
You know, there was surrender, there was trust, there was like clarity and perseverance. I think it was other gratitude and different words like that. So I was really felt like those just resonated with me, with the chakra that they were lining up with. Like, because I have been aware of chakra, done some research on that. And it was just bang on, just the way things were lining up and the different things that you read and saw as I picked different objects for, say, the sacral chakra or my throat chakra and things that I need to speak. And, you know, so it was at that part of it was like, is this the whole thing? And then you said, okay, now let's get down to the cards. And I'm like, wow, I could have walked out with just that being done. And I would have felt really, you know, encouraged. Just from that, whatever, however long that took, that was really amazing. So I would recommend anybody just get that done too. You know, maybe you don't know you're getting that when you go for a reading, but it's a really cool aspect.
Yeah, it's, I spend a lot of time unpacking people. And I think any good reader will unpack you and will take time to let you be present. Because people come into the reading with all kinds of ideas. They're very stuck in their crown. They're very stuck sort of in the mind, and they're going to think this and think that. They want this and they want that. And so, ironically, my crystal grid reading came from two sources. It's something I created myself out of my own medicine bundle that I had collected over many years. And, the first source was this little pixie I had once met. Yeah, she was this wonderful little reader with dreadlocks, and she was a fire dancer, and she was a fire eater. And she had seven stones, and all you had to do is just line up her seven stones, and her whole reading was around these seven stones, and it was just magical because you can move them around and move your energy. So I was like, wow, there's a new language for me, you know? And then the second, ironically enough, I used to teach in prisons. And so I used to teach in women's prisons. And I would teach first to 4-year level at university courses in business economics and different studies. And I was always the conduit. And what I found teaching in prisons is that you had to find a way to help people be very present in order to receive. And the moment someone can receive and then hear those words, like you said, trust, surrender, gratitude, then you feel the energy of God the moment you receive, see? And that my only goal is really to connect you to that feeling of spirit. And I might show you different storyboards. The crystal grid is just one. I mean, I literally read like palms and cards and tea leaves and crystals, and I don't, give me anything. Doesn't matter what it is. And that's why I just have you choose all these objects. We always manifest our energy. And I want people to see that, you know, that they actually, it's not magic. There's no curse. There's no spell. It's your energy that you can manifest and move around. And now there's one more part to that little exercise I did with you that maybe one day we'll do together that will blow your mind. That wasn't even the mind blowing part. That was just, that's actually a really deep exercise where then we start moving around those chakras. And when I read that that way, it was just to bring it in. And there was some powerful stuff around your medicines. And now, how was your card reading? How did that kind of come about for you? How did you understand that?
I guess having watched you live, like I think some of the camera shots when you were in studio for 99.1 there, I could see you flipping cards, right? Yeah. Like I could see you doing things like that if the camera was back farther away. So I kind of had an expectation, okay, well, she's going to be flipping things and talking as she's doing it. So I wasn't surprised by any of that. Kind of had a pattern. I felt that it was like talking about people that are really close to me.
Yeah.
And then my job or lack of job or a change of job, there were certain things as you were saying them, I was like, oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, you're changing jobs in some way if you haven't just done that.
Yeah.
And I think it's excelente. I love it. You have a grandbaby?
Not yet.
That's the one coming. They'll see. And it's funny, your mom shows up because this might be a little girl just like her. You know what I mean? A little girl just like her.
I have a granddaughter now. And so that came to happen. You said you saw someone close to me joining policing.
Somebody's joining policing, law, corrections, justice, military, federal government, something like that, and they're leaving the province.
That is in the works right now, very far down the application process. So that could become a reality. Yeah, you saw Ontario.
I don't know that you'd be able to stay here in Winnipeg. I think there might be thoughts of having to go somewhere else, move somewhere else, relocate, even if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, many years. Okay? So be right in front of you. Now, you'll go east, you'll go west, you'll go north.
I briefly moved to Ontario for a job opportunity. And then I've now come back and I'm working remotely and I'm back in Winnipeg now.
Can I ask you a question? Because I listened to the reading. Now, I mentioned out to Ontario to the east, east-west, which made sense because there and back. But did the north manifest for you?
Well, the north is really funny because I have interviewed for a job that was going to be quite travel-based to the north.
Okay.
And it was going to be doing the whole helping teacher, community service, medicine, like what I do is helping. But I still am servicing using my helping abilities for people from the north.
Well, and thank you for clarifying that for me, because, you know, I have to say, when I read for people and in that moment I'm reading for them, and I honestly, they'll have a look like sometimes like this deer looking at me or like, no way, there's no way. She's crazy. She doesn't know what to talk about. And I'm so compelled to tell it to you. Yeah. Regardless of whether I get a scrunch in someone's face or they're like, no way, I can't see it. I can't see it. I don't know. And so it's really affirming for me, because the voice, that move that compels me, is very powerful. And when I feel it, I know it's not just my ego talking to me. I feel it. And so thank you for affirming the northern part, because I didn't see that in your email. And I was like, I wonder, after listening to your reading, like, did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Now, let's go back to your parents for a second. You mentioned your parents.
So your dad. He's in spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm in spirit talking to you. It's a little stoic. But yeah, he's happy spirit here. Right there. He's been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is your mom still with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he shows up. Okay. He loves her. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She loves him.
Yeah.
And he's a happy spirit.
And so dimes would be left for you. That came up as well.
That was from the person. And just because that was very, that was my question to you at the end of the reading. About the one that passed on.
Yes.
And, you know, not getting into any detail about that, but I have had the weirdest dimes in the weirdest places.
He's going to leave you dimes everywhere. You'll find them everywhere.
That's how they show up.
My daughter, my daughter, 25-year-old daughter, lives with me. And I went to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And there was two dimes sitting on the white fluffy bath mat, like boom, boom, like right beside each other. And in the morning I said to her, did you take your purse into the bathroom and leave some dimes on the floor? Because I'm just testing her, because maybe she was dumping her purse out or something. And she said, I don't carry cash, Mom. And I'm like, okay, well, I know where those came from. Like, and this wasn't that long ago either, right? So I was just like, and in my car, on my steering, like above my steering wheel, like on the dash behind, like a dime. And right beside the door when I'm getting into my car, there's like a dime right by there where I would see it. And so, I mean, I've had probably 10 of them in the last year just showing up in the most interesting places. And I just always smile and
say hello.
Yeah.
So, well, and those are apports. Those are very powerful apports. Apports are the manifestation of like signs from spirit. Sometimes people see numbers. Sometimes people have a feather. See, a number is an energy, whereas, or an orb is an energy, whereas a feather, a dime, shiny objects from crows, things that just kind of happen, those are called apports. And they can manifest in all kinds of ways. And so dimes show up a lot. Now, why dimes, right? Like, why? That's always the question. Why a dime? Yeah. Why not a $100 bill? Why not, you know? Because my theory on dimes is this. The 10 is change. 10 in Wheel of Fortune. And in tarot cards, the 10 is the Wheel of Fortune. It's change. It's big life cycle changes right in front of you to pay attention to, because the 10 in itself is 10-1. Now, the 1 in tarot is the magician. That's the shaman. That's the medicine person. See?
Okay. 10, yep.
Wheel of Fortune changes. 1, the shaman, medicine person. So your message in that silver, because silver is of its own medicine in itself. And typically it's a man's medicine, typically.
Okay.
But it in itself it signifies changes. And so changes that could be births, deaths, beginnings, endings, massive transformations, they always surround themselves around that. So to pay attention, the number that the year that shows up on those dimes, the numbers.
Okay.
What are they, heads up or tails up? Those are all the messages to pay attention to. And so, because you'd be fascinated by what even shows up in that, because I do numerology, and it's amazing how I've been part of seances, and people will use Ouija boards or whatever's messaging tools, and they spell out weird words that don't make sense. Well, they do, because they're just using numbers are a universal language of everything, right? So okay. Dimes are just a physical manifestation of that number set. For instance, if you keep getting a certain series of numbers or years, if we look at the letter A, it's number one. B is two. C is three.
Okay.
And so that's generally how I start to decode spirit messages from dimes. Pay okay. attention to the year. And if it was, say, a 1975, it was, I found it with the ship up, man, head up, woman.
Okay.
Okay. And then the numbers on the dime, each number has its own altogether as well, has its own message. And so I'm fascinated to see your dimes one day.
Yeah.
So that's how you can decode that. Now, the other thing that came up kind of resoundingly was that you're a medicine woman.
But you're a medicine woman. No, I mean that. And I just feel like your purpose is to help people, and that you're very good at it. And I think you're going to have the opportunity to be like a director of some sort or a coordinator.
Tell me about that. I know you worked in medicine and you were coordinating all kinds of programs from the sounds of it.
Yes, I have done that in my past. And then when I came to see you, I had had a bad fall and I had a concussion and I was recovering from that. So it was almost like a time where I was being shown options of what's your heart say? What are you really, really passionate about? What are you supposed to be doing? And so since then, that summer after, so it would have been summer of 2019, I did a whole bunch of birth doula training and lactation training and really focused on that. So I've actually launched a birth doula business, and I've been working with, I've had three births in the last 10 months. Doesn't sound like a lot, but you're doing prenatal and you're doing postpartum care. And so I'm basically wanting to do the full spectrum, any aspect of dealing with mother with child. That to me is the teaching, the nurturing, the grandmother. I got a really clear message about the moon being a part of it. I have always been really drawn to the moon and full moons, ceremonies. And when I had my concussion, I had a friend that had a beautiful rainbow moonstone kind of beaded with like a really cool canvas that I wore it around my neck for the whole time I was recovering from my concussion. My daughter bought me these beautiful moonstone earrings for Christmas. Like everybody just knows I love moon stuff, right? And so incorporated that into the name of my business. So the whole one part that I remember you saying, and I wrote it down as I was kind of like transcribing the reading, was to help people. What I do is medicine, women's medicine of the mind. There was different things in there about mental health and I specifically feel very passionate about postpartum health for mom recovering from this amazing transition. Like as soon as that baby's born, which I am there for, you are now a mom and the baby is born, and to try to help them make that transition. You're in a liminal space with them, really. And it's such a privileged place to be in that moment with this birth of this little family, you know? So for me, that is like, I feel I've done many jobs in my past, in the hospital setting, like in a medicine setting and in a different realm of medicine. So for me, I feel very confident in the hospital, aspect of things. So to say that what I do is medicine, I feel like on an emotional, psychological level, that I'm there for women when they're most vulnerable and they need somebody to help them navigate. And so that I feel you saying that to me was like, as I re-listened to that, I transcribed it. So I had it in my journal and I go back from time to time and read it and say, that's happened. Okay. Let's see, you know, kind of just open my mind up to all the possibilities of what could happen, and then launching this basically a year ago, right before my grandbaby was born.
Baby girl. You're having a baby girl. You'll see. Not you, your family.
Talk about lunar medicines. I'm also very much about lunar medicine, lunar astrology, lunar cycles. I'm a by trade very my very very original was horticulture, that was my very first field of study. I started at the U of M, and I was very much into greenhouses and growing sustainable food crops for northern or remote, or because I'm, you know, we're all from the north in a sense, but from in communities where you can't. And so originally, and the moon, it's funny because I plant according to the moon. So I know that we have an Aquarius new moon coming. So I'm like, oh, plant my seeds. I got to start the stuff that's going to come up in 6 months. Right. Like, And so it's the same. When I worked in women's services for 25 years of my career and in shelters and prisons and transition centers and treatment center, like in all kinds of aspects. And the moon was a big part of healing. That moon medicine, whether it was moon ceremony around birth, the loss of a child in birth, or the loss of a child to CFS. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and so we would use moon ceremonies as part of the healing process, both new moon and full moon. And I actually think that even at North End Women's Center here in Winnipeg, they still do full moon drumming ceremonies, and it's open. It's open to women with drums. I know outdoors, when they can all gather outside, that's probably going to start up in the spring. So if you like moon medicine, that might be a good place for you to gather. Just, it's powerful when you hear 50 women with hand drums in a full moon. Oh.
I'm on the board for North End Women's Center.
I love you, Cindy. And so can I tell you something? I used to be the director there. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I did.
I used to be very famous. I was the director there. I replaced Chris Tatlock. I love Chris Tatlock. She was a beautiful human being.
Yeah.
And for those of my listeners, because I'm not going to cut this part out, she was the founder of North End Women's Center, who really lifted up so many women. And I was her replacement to transition the center. I was there for about 2 years. And then they hired on Patty Parsons and different people. I came on as the executive director. And I had moved on to eventually wound up in child welfare later. Mm-hmm. And women's services and working in women's prisons and things like that around women's medicines. And so full circle, my friend. Oh, that is so wonderful that you're on the board. Big hug to you on that.
Oh,
I love
you. Thank you.
And Cynthia, your director you have now is so fantastic.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have, and I often tell women about, just so you know, I tell them about the drum circle. I spread that news far and wide and try to get as many women as I know out there, because it's such a healing circle. And Jackie Skye, who used to be a staff, who used to run, she was a really good friend of mine. And I had hired her originally at North End Women's Center. And that woman, when you say the word trust, when I opened up my shop, she ran into my shop one day. She goes, Bea, I made you a flower essence and I think you should take it. I looked at the bottle. The label said trust. And I was like, oh, that's hard to do, but okay. And so I took my medicine.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so funny that we're brought together this way. I had no idea that you were involved with them at all. None.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the path that they crossed, but see, spirit does this.
Yeah.
And so now the very final thing, because I'm sorry about my time, is going to wrap up, but the very final thing I thought was the final part of the reading, you drew a saying, and I have these cards that are really sort of meditative sort of things. And it said, beyond is infinite in all directions. And then I said that spirit was going to walk with you and that you're right where you need to be.
You're right in the middle. See? Yeah. No matter where you go, spirit's going to walk with you,
yeah.
Right? You had to change where you were at. You had no choice. So the fact that it came so abruptly, you wouldn't have moved otherwise.
Yeah.
Right? So you're right where you need to be. Take the summer and start looking. And I feel like there's all kinds of opportunities that are going to come up.
Now, reflecting on that, tell me about that.
That to me was like, Yeah, because I will go along and keep doing something if, you know, part of me is a bit of a boat rocker and part of me is just keep going, you know, depending on how I feel strongly led. And so I'm thinking abruptly, okay, you know, being laid off from my job with, oh, we'll call you back in a month and never hearing from them again, right? That to me was abruptly changing my direction of where I was going. And that spirit has definitely walked with me. I have felt protected in the most strange times where I was trying this other job out in Ontario. There was some strange happenings and very vivid dreams that frankly like terrified me when I was over there. But I'd wake up and I would smudge and I would, you know, get up and, you know, stay awake for a little bit, and then I would just leave it and just say, okay, I'm here for a time. I'm here for a reason. I know I didn't make a mistake. And then I'd fall back asleep again. And, you know, just, I know spirit led me over there for a reason, whatever all that is, that today, working from home, doing contract work, doing my doula work, when it comes up, that I'm right where I need to be. I feel peace. I feel happiness and fulfillment, even amidst all these craziness of COVID, things that are unpredictable from day to day. I feel like 2020, and I say this, I know people are going to hear this and think she's nuts, but I have felt very blessed in 2020. I've launched things. I've done new things in my life that I never knew I would do, and stepped into new roles and responsibilities that have grown me. So I feel that that word that I drew, that saying, you know, beyond is infinite in all directions, is just kind of indicative of, you know, I feel like it's almost like a 360, because you're looking in all directions. And for me, it's like east, south, west, north. It's kind of like doing a clockwise circle, like you would if you were dancing or when you're doing your morning prayers kind of thing, that you can look and the possibilities are endless. That's a part of who I'm, because I wake up in the morning and I'm gratitude for another day. I feel happy anticipating what's going to happen. Who am I going to bump into? Who am I going to smile at? Not that anybody can see smiles anymore, but
they can see in your eyes.
Yeah. So yeah. That to me is, you know, that word, that it, if it hadn't happened abruptly, that I maybe wouldn't have moved and be doing what I'm doing today. So I really am thankful for that final word of that reading, because it kind of had all these different parts to it. You know, when I go back and listen to it, it was just like, wow, to have it recorded and be able to listen to it again touches me differently every time I hear it.
Yeah, that's the beauty,
you know,
the beauty of it, for sure.
Yeah,
well, thank you for sharing your experience, and thank you for picking me as your psychic, and hopefully we'll chat again one day soon.
Yes, thank you, Bernice.
Okay, take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So many years has gone by, but I think about you all the time.
Thanks for joining us. For social media links and to book an appointment with Bernice, visit BerniceBessonPsychic.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Remember, spirit has your greatest good at heart. Your soul is light, and you are valued.
Inexplicable, I can feel it in the air. Can you feel me?
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer. And we are the hosts of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com.
And listen to our podcasts wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.